Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm your host, Amy Revell. So good to be in your ears and to have you join me for this week. I have just gotten back from a fleeting trip to the Sunshine in Queensland. I was up there for just under 48 hours, but I felt like it was enough to thaw my bones and kind of, you know how sometimes you just need a reset where you need to kind of be out of your house and be in a different space just to kind of get bigger perspective. And it was really, really nice to do that last week. So I hope that even if it's just a moment of sunshine, a walk to the letterbox in the sunshine, or a hot shower to yourself, or some time when you just get to kind of and be and think bigger and feel bigger and all of those things, that's what I got to do this week. And so I feel like I'm coming back a bit refreshed, which is lovely. And I've been thinking a lot. This episode that I want to speak to you about today has probably been mulling around in my brain for about 6 months, because I was trying to understand what I was trying to communicate. Sometimes as a communicator, as a podcaster, as a public speaker, you kind of get fragments of ideas and you really have to work to pull them together because you're not quite sure how they all match. And this topic has kind of been one of those where it's like, I know what I want to say, and I feel like that it has all come together in my mind. So I'm really excited for this episode. Knuckle down, sit down, strap in, whatever the saying is. And I want to talk to you around the topic of you need to dot, dot, dot. And the dot, dot, dot is kind of like all of the things that is told to you either by the world, but more specifically today by your stuff. And you may think that your stuff doesn't speak to you, or your stuff doesn't require anything of you, or your stuff doesn't have expectations of you. But I'm here to tell you that I'm pretty sure it does. Because if you've ever said, oh, I really need to take up the pant legs of those pants that I bought, or get into that craft project, or get back to that scrapbook, or organize those photos, or go through the kids' artwork, our stuff, while it's in our possession and while it's our stuff, has an agenda, which is really confronting when you realize it. Because when you're looking at the clutter in your house or just the possessions in your house, I want you to ask the question, if your stuff could talk, what is it saying? What would the end of the sentence be? You need to, da 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 da. Maybe you need to wear me, if it's clothes that you've purchased or clothes that you own. And so by having them, it's like, you need to wear me. You paid for me. You've kept me. You've put me in the cupboard. You need to wear me. And so when you open up the cupboard, there's maybe 50 items or 100 items or 300 items saying, hey, hey, you need to wear me. You need to wear me. You need to wear me. And you have to make a decision and you have to say no to all but like two items a day on them saying, you need to wear me. And so the concept today is really around going, like, what is your stuff saying? What is its agenda? And how do you override its agenda? How do you take back control so that you choose what you do? So in this example of your clothes might say, you need to wear me, you could go, actually, I don't want to wear you. I'm going to donate you. I'm going to get rid of you because I'm sick of you telling me I need to wear you when I don't want to. So we're not, you know, anthropomorphizing, whatever. You guys totally know what I mean. We're not doing that. We're not saying that they're actual people or they've got personality, but the agenda of our stuff actually speaks even when we don't realize it. So what about if it's like kids' toys? What's the agenda? You need to play with me. And so kids can sometimes feel that pressure. I've got to play with everything. And so sometimes maybe that's why the kids go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing and leave, you know, a hurricane of mess in their wake, is because they're feeling this pressure of, hey, you need to play with me. No, you need to play with me. No, you need to play with me, because we want them to be grateful and use what you've got and blah, blah, blah. But if you reduce the quantity of toys, there's less things saying to your kids, you need to play with me. You need to play with me. What about books? What are your books saying? Your books are saying, you need to read me. And so what if you don't want to read that book? If you don't want to do what the book is asking you to do, which is to be read, maybe just maybe it might be time for you to declutter it. What about when we think about, what about ingredients in the fridge and freezer and pantry? They're saying, you need to cook me, or you need to eat me. And you may not feel like baking a cake, but that box of cake mix is sitting in your pantry. And every time you open the pantry, it says, you need to cook me. You need to cook me. You need to cook me. And it's there until you eventually go, oh, I really need to cook that cake mix. Why? Why do you have to cook the cake mix? Just because the box is there and it's telling you that you need to cook me, you need to eat me. And all of a sudden you are I'm losing my words today. You're a servant. I know there's a proper word, but whatever. You're a servant to the stuff because they have an agenda that is overriding your agenda because you're not stopping to acknowledge it. Let's talk about craft. This is a huge one. Craft stuff is saying, you need to create with me. You need to be creative. You need to use me up. You need to create something to gift to someone. And so craft is like this constant, you need to, you need to, you need to. You might have bought wool and some needles or a crochet hook, and you had planned on doing a project, but you haven't got to it. And so now every time you look at it, it says, you need to create with me. You need to do something with me. I want to be created. If you've got storage, let's just talk about the storage tubs. If you've got empty storage tubs because you have like been decluttering, and like props to you, I'm so excited. Sometimes it's quite normal to end up with containers. And what are they saying? They're like, you need to organize stuff with me. You need to utilize me. You need to be more organized. That's what they're saying. But actually, what if you just decluttered them and they're no longer saying to you all the things you need to do? And if you do want to do the thing, you can, but it's because it's your agenda and you want to. I mean, even if you think about simple things like in the kitchen, if there's appliances that you've got, maybe you've got a popcorn maker. Every time you see the popcorn maker, it's saying, you need to make popcorn. Even if you don't like popcorn, even if you don't feel like popcorn, the popcorn maker says to you, you need to use me. And so if you don't want to use it, and if you don't think it's going to be part of your life and it's not something that you want to use, maybe just declutter it. Because I was thinking the other day, like in my head, I pictured it like a cartoon where someone's like walking throughout the house and all of the little, you know, the things in the house all have these little faces and they're like got speech bubbles. And they all were saying things, wear me, fill me, play with me, read me, cook with me, create with me, organize me, use me, play with me. Like it's, they're all just shouting at us and we don't even realize that that's happening. And then if you're thinking of the stuff that's out of place, it's you need to pack me up. You need to organize me. You need to tidy me up. Like our stuff is pretty loud when you stop to listen. And so I think the challenge around it is recognizing that everything you own has an agenda. You know, I think we've got, I've just moved our electric keyboard. We've got a full-size piano keyboard and it was in Cal's office and I've been wanting to play it a little bit more. And so I said, why don't we move it into my office and see if just by having it really close, it means I'll play it more. Heads up, I haven't played it once since we moved it into my office about 10 days ago. But every time I see our piano, it says to me, you need to play me. And so I feel bad because I'm neglecting it and I know that it's something I want to do, but I haven't got time or I haven't made time. Everything speaks to us. So you're starting to kind of look around your own house or picture things. Like if you see exercise equipment, you need to use me. You need to work out with me. And so it's screaming at you, even if what is better for your health is for you to go to a walk, for a walk, your dumbbells are telling you something different. And so it can be like these competing agendas. You might look at DVDs, you need to watch me. And so what I find often is when I'm with a client and we're decluttering stuff, they will say things like, oh, I really just need to sit down and look at those DVDs. Actually, really, I want to listen to those CDs again. I want to read through those books. I'm like, I think we're mistaking those books want to be read. We're thinking that, but we're labeling it as I want to read that book. But actually, they're two different things. I don't want to read that book, but that book is every time I see it saying, read me, read me, read me, read me. So how do we actually go, yeah, the agenda of that book is it would like me to read it again. And the fact that I've kept it is I'm giving it false hope. And look, I am giving everything personalities here, but I hope it's not, you know, the sense that I really do think that they're alive or anything, but it's understanding the agenda and understanding the pull and the desire that stuff give you. And so if you're a kid that has 15 caps, every one of those caps is saying, wear me, wear me, wear me, wear me. And so it can be hard to make decisions. I've definitely worked with clients that will, let's use go with the hat example, pick their hat based on which hat they feel the baddest about, like which one they feel the most guilty for not wearing, not the one that they want to wear, because they feel like I should spread my love or I should spread my wear, because ultimately what they're feeling is the pressure of I need to be grateful, I need to use every one of these things equally, instead of actually the freedom of I want to wear that cap. And then what that freedom does is it allows you to go, and I don't actually want to wear this other one. And so I'm going to declutter this other one. There's nothing wrong with it. I've worn it in the past. I probably could wear it again, but I don't want to. And the fact that that hat makes me feel guilty, it makes me feel stressed. It makes me take longer to get dressed in the morning. It makes me worried. It makes me feel overwhelmed. Like all of these feelings, once you stop and think, oh, my stuff is talking to me. You know, even if you think about a houseplant, you need to water me. You need to put me in the sun. Like everything needs this care. And sometimes it's the care of like you need to maintain an item, clean an item, store an item, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it's just the fact that you need to use me. And it can be the very thing that trips people up with decluttering. I've definitely worked with clients who just cannot get rid of stuff because they feel guilty that the thing still has life left in it, that the thing needs to be used, that the thing needs the person. Like, but that book hasn't been read. That's not fair on the book. No, what's not fair is that you, as a free-willed human, is bound to a book. Bound to a book. Is bound to the agenda of a book, which is I want to be read and you don't want to read it anymore. I hope that what I'm saying is not like, it's not so flighty and aloof that it's hard to contextualize it or put it into practice for yourself. But I really like, even if you just walk into your wardrobe and think, what is my wardrobe saying to me? You need to wear me. You need to wash me. You need to care for me. You need to dry clean me. You need to get me fixed. You need to have me tailored. Like, what are all the messages that we're getting from our stuff? You know, look, go into your bathroom. As a brilliant example, go into your bathroom, have a look at your makeup and your hair products and all of the different things that you have in there. You need to pay attention to your hair. You need to have a good skin routine. You need to have nail polish on. You need to do your makeup. You need to this. You need to that. You need to shave. You need to wax. You need to see how all the stuff, whereas if you have nothing in your house that is for your hair except one bottle of shampoo and one bottle of conditioner, yes, you may not have awesome hair, but stick with me for the principle of the illustration, is you're not having a whole lot of products tell you what to do. And I think sometimes when we travel or we go on holidays or we're out of our normal environment where we've got such quantity, it can be quite freeing. Like when I went to Queensland last week, I didn't take any hair products with me. Like I was like, I'm only going to be there for just over 24 hours. I'm not even going to wash my hair up there. Now, I've got curly hair. I can totally get away with it. I don't get oily hair, whatever. It was fine. But there was such freedom in getting up in the morning and just like chucking my hair in a ponytail and not having to think about, have I moisturized my hair? Have I put a product in? Have I done this? Have I done that? There's just freedom in reducing choice. And so I think, you know, there's an episode, if you scroll back through the feed, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes, called Binary Decisions. And sometimes when you can reduce a decision to a binary yes or no, it really helps you to make hard decisions. And I think if you can look at the stuff that you have and think, what's this stuff telling me? If you've got camping gear you don't use and it's saying, you need to go camping, but actually you don't want to go camping, that stuff is not serving you anymore. If you've got all the stuff to play golf and you're not really into golf and it's saying every time you look at the golf clubs, you need to play golf, you need to play golf, you need to book a round of golf, maybe you could just do the back nine after work, and like, it's speaking to you. And maybe the answer is, well, I don't want to play golf, so I'm going to declutter that and I don't have to have that noise in my head every time I see stuff. So I really hope this has been helpful. I'd love to hear from you. If it was a bit too like lofty and a bit, you know, out of touch, let me know. It was a bit weird, but I really hope that it has been helpful and it's clicked for just one area for you. And maybe when you stop and recognize what your stuff is saying, you can decide, do you align with that agenda? Or actually, is it an agenda that you haven't set that the stuff has set? And so you get to take back control, declutter it, give it away, put it away. Or yeah, I do want to create. I do want to wear that stuff. I do want to do whatever it is. And so you're like, thank you for reminding me that that was important to me. And so then you can go ahead and do it. We're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We're recognizing, we're being aware of what's happening around us. And we are making choices that are in alignment with our values and our beliefs and our agenda and our lifestyle and all of those things. There might be seasons and all of that is completely relevant. Okay. Oh, I wanted to say, I almost forgot. I wanted to say thank you to a few of you that went in and did a Google review last week. It warms my heart because sometimes as a podcaster, like, I know that there's, you know, tens of thousands of you listening every single week and I get emails and messages and, you know, it's great. But sometimes just to have someone put a Google review where you can read the impact it's having, or you might just leave a review on your podcast app, you might send me an email, whatever it looks like. I just want to say thank you, because from this little podcaster's heart to yours, it connects us and binds us. So I'm grateful for that. I'll put the link in the show notes again this week if you want to leave a Google review. And until next week, enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people, who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respects to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.